Did you catch that question that the press asked Donald Trump as he was leaving the criminal trial this week? Where's Melania, Donald? Where's Melania? And Donald Trump realizes each and every day as he sits there in that criminal trial in Manhattan, as the witnesses start to testify, the first witness was David Pecker, who ran the National Enquirer, and they talk about catching and killing these stories where Donald Trump would cheat on Melania while she was pregnant or while she had just given birth to Barron. Heck, Donald Trump cheated on the woman he was cheating on with Melania and then paid hush money to cover cheating on that, to cover up that cheating scandal again. So as all of that's happening, Donald Trump realizes how disgusting he looks before the jury. And in Donald Trump's world, the way you get people to do things, and we're seeing it in the trial, is by leaking things to the media or trying to push the media to put out narratives that you think are favorable to you. Heck, Donald Trump has someone whose sole job is to give him these articles, and then he redacts portions of the articles that are supposed to be flattering to him from right-wing media that he doesn't like. But the new one that he's putting out there, or at least there's a narrative out there that's building. I can say that Donald Trump is the one specifically planting it. Let's be fair here. But there are articles like this. Melania Trump could give Donald Trump a boost in trial, according to some attorney. So this is how I think they're trying to encourage Melania Trump to testify. So here's the article from Newsweek. Former First Lady Melania Trump may prove to be a very powerful boost to her husband's criminal trial in New York City, according to a former Manhattan prosecutor. Certainly, if Melania were there supporting him, that potentially sends a message that I support him. I'm okay. I believe. Perhaps this didn't happen. Perhaps this didn't happen. Take a look at this picture right over here from the Daily Mail. This was a photo of Trump, Melania, his daughter Ivanka, and Karen McDougal, who Donald Trump was cheating on Melania with, who Donald Trump then used AMI, who owns National Enquirer, run by David Pecker, who's the witness currently on the stand, to buy Karen McDougal's story of her having this affair with Donald Trump. And to pay her off and to silence her. That's part of what David Pecker's talking about, the meeting that he had with Donald Trump leading up to the 2016 election, where they made a deal. We're going to help you, Donald Trump, in the 2016 campaign by finding these women out there who have these stories about what happened with you and them while Melania was pregnant, while Melania had given birth. And we will kill those stories to try to help you get elected. And so Donald Trump realizes that we got to get Melania on the stand. And this is how Donald Trump tried to get Melania on the campaign trail. Remember that he leaked stories. Now there's Melania will join him. Melania is going to show up. And the media doesn't learn their lessons ever. So they keep on writing these stories. It looks like Melania is going to go there and she's going to show up. Then you actually watch these clips of Melania and she's utterly disgusted about Donald Trump or with Donald Trump. Here are some recent articles from this past week from the New York Times. Melania Trump avoids hush money trial, but she shares her husband's anger. Anger at him? He's the one who cheated on her while she was pregnant or while she gave birth to Barron and then made hush money payments? Or is she angry at the fake news? Is she angry at the failing New York Times? The New York Times is told over and over again by Donald Trump that they're the enemy of the people. He's going to shut them down. And they write these puff pieces on him. It is so bizarre to me. It's so strange. Here's another one. How Melania could help Donald Trump in his criminal trial. Here's another one. How Melania Trump's testimony in the hush money trial could be powerful support for her husband. Oh, testify, Melania. I'd love to see you testify and open the door to all of this stuff. There's no way she's testifying. There's absolutely no way. Here's another one. Melania Trump could support Donald Trump in hush money trial with very powerful testimony. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Mother's Day is coming soon, and if you're looking for a gift for mom that's also a gift to Mother Earth, Lomi is the perfect option. Food waste isn't actually waste. It's a valuable resource for our planet. Lomi helps to transform food scraps into nutrient-rich place food for your garden, houseplants, or yard. Instead of dealing with stinky, gross, buggy compost bins, you could simply transform your waste at the push of a button. Lomi transforms your home into a climate solution, lowering your carbon footprint and helping keep the planet a little greener and your home a little cleaner. All my food scraps, plant clippings, and even those leftovers I forgot in the back of the fridge can go back into my garden, helping me grow more nutritious food at home. Lomi promises to bring the best possible experience every time you run a cycle. They are one of the only kitchen appliances that has a full, no questions asked, lifetime warranty on all devices, and they don't stop there. Lomi looks after you from day one and beyond. When you purchase a continued subscription, you'll automatically get upgraded to a new Lomi device every 3 years. I learned that food waste makes up a huge portion of our personal carbon footprint. By reducing the amount of food I send to landfill, I'm helping to do my part for the planet. Don't miss out on your chance to get the best gift for yourself and Mother Earth. Order your Lomi today. Head to lomi.com/Midas and use the promo code Midas to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to lomi.com/MEIDAS and use that promo code Midas at checkout. Thank you, Lomi, for sponsoring this episode.
Here's what we know from page six as well, that Melania quietly renegotiated a prenup with Donald Trump ahead of the potential race in the campaign race. But apparently that prenup did not include her showing up for most events. I think she showed up when Donald Trump voted in Florida and underperformed there. You remember that after voting in Florida, Melania was asked if she's going to appear on the campaign. Remember what she said? Here, play this clip.
Mrs. Trump, are you going to return to the campaign trail with your husband? Stay tuned.
Are you confident that you can pay
for it? Or you remember this clip right here where Donald Trump was having a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago, and in order to try to get Melania to show up, they tried to give her some like fake award for helping the children, and Melania refused to show up to accept. It was like 2-3 weeks ago. So then Donald Trump took the award and acted like he won it himself. Here, play this clip.
On board. We want to take this opportunity. I know First Lady couldn't get here, but we want to give Melania Trump the Child Advocacy Award because she did so much for children when she was First Lady. So, sir, this is for Melania's constituents. Please make your way to the...
No, Donald, what Melania wants to do is grift just like you. She's... over $400,000 has been paid to her fashion stylist. I think Melania was paid over $100,000 to give a campaign speech or to show up at some event, rather, in 2021. Melania is selling $245 Mother's Day necklaces with her signature on it. And if you get it, you could also get an NFT. That's what Melania wants to do. But don't take it from me. Why don't you take it from Melania's own chief of staff, Stephanie Grisham? Stephanie Grisham will tell you who Melania Trump really is. And look, folks, Melania is not testifying the same way she's not showing up the same way. I mean, y'all know the story about how Donald Trump met Melania. I know I've told, do you know the story? You probably do from watching the Midas Touch Network, right? That a guy named Paolo Zampoli ran a modeling agency in Manhattan where he would bring to Manhattan Eastern European women who he would have join his modeling agency. And then he would throw parties at a nightclub called the Kit Kat Club where he would introduce the Eastern European women that he brought to the United States to wealthy Manhattan businessmen who would party at the Kit Kat Club in Manhattan. One of the women Zampoli brought over you guessed it, was Melania Trump. Donald Trump met her at the Kit Kat Club, and then they expedited her visa. They gave her the Einstein visa or the genius visa, although there was no signs of genius or Einstein-like abilities at all. And then she and Donald Trump married. That's how they met, through Zampoli. This isn't like a state secret. Like, Zampoli brags about what went down. Any event, here is Melania's former chief of staff, Stephanie Grisham. Let's play this clip.
And Stephanie, yeah. As you say, Melania paying attention to this, you know, just the sort of juxtaposition of how they're spending their time. She's out now selling a new jewelry line, a necklace for Mother's Day, $245. She calls it, quote, her love and gratitude. Nothing on the website suggests that the money raised is going to charity or anything like that. Do you have any sense what she could be selling the jewelry for? I mean, is this just money for herself, money to raise money for the legal defense, where Trump's been trying left and right and center to raise money? What's it for?
So I try not to laugh at the thought that she would be raising money for his defense. I'm so sorry. That's absolutely not going to be it. Number one, they're using so many people who are contributing, to the president and to his president or the former president and to his campaign for those things. But she's doing it for herself. You know, had I been advising her, I would have said a couple of things. Number one, this is the first day of your husband's criminal trial and you're going to hawk some jewelry. Probably not a very good look. And then, yeah, I would have, you know, at least said, hey, are we going to give this to some kind of an initiative for children? Or, you know, her mother did just pass, so perhaps it would go to some kind of whether it's Alzheimer's, cancer, something, some proceeds. But instead, it just says, here you go, buy this for $245, you know. And then another thing that you had said at the beginning of your segment is that, you know, she finds this to be a disgusting trial, or I forget what the word is, but if that were the case, she would at least put that out on X. She would say something. Melania Trump absolutely does what she wants to do. And if she felt this was a disgrace, she would say something.
And folks, I can't but reflect on the irony, right? That as Donald Trump's one of his former closest colleagues, David Pecker, close colleague from AMI, who ran the National Enquirer, is talking about how Donald Trump would give him quite literally fake news to publish. They would put out fake news about different people to help Donald Trump win in 2016. How Donald Trump is now, in 2024, it's 2016 all over again, right? Using friendly media outlets to push narratives of Melania would be great. Melania is going to show up on the trail. Melania this. Remember, Melania was going to show up at this LGBTQ log cabin Republican event at Mar-a-Lago. And it was like 15 people, like a tiny room. She showed up, she walked down the hall, and like there was like a small room, not a campaign event. The media really needs to wake up and open their eyes and watch like what's happening and stop being played. But our eyes are wide open here, and I know yours are too. Hit subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to the Midas Touch Network. Thanks for watching, and have a wonderful day.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.